He bought me a ticket to Miami, but it was on Spirit Airlines. I had to pay for my own bag.
It's time for Devil's Business.
What? I put the last girl on Greyhound.
Welcome to the Devil's Business Podcast. Now, here's your host, Patrick Johnny, and the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com.
I'm here with Aaron, a.k.a. Sofane, Nick, a.k.a. Alcoholic, and our special guest, Saban, a.k.a. That Saban Chick. What's up, guys?
Hootie-hoo.
Now, we're doing a hashtag hot girl problems.
It's serious.
About me, right?
You are a hot girl's problem. But before we go into that, let's go to our sponsor, My Favorite Sin. Nick, tell me the promos of the week.
Oh, my goodness. Do you guys like EDM? I love it. Okay, so let me just sit here and update you on all the craziness we got going on in the EDM world. Let's see. We're working close with Opera and Illuminate Fridays over there. And we've got, by the way, center promo code. Get you a discount on all these tickets. We've got Tidy coming up, Snail and Tour. Oh, my goodness. Aaron, you got PVD, Paul Van Dyke.
Paul Van Dyke's
this
huge.
The next three came out in the last couple of weeks, and two of the three came out this past week, and they're blown mind. We've got Benny Benassi coming
Benny
back.
Benny Benassi, GTFO.
Oh my goodness. We also got Feed Me. They're sick. And then, of course, Abitha Pride, Eric Prides. Ooh, see how I worked that in together?
Abitha!
And then, of course, don't forget, guys, we've got tickets to coming up to Cinco de Mayo events. That's actually next weekend. That's going to be, or this coming up this week. And then next Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo. But we got Uno de Mayo Tequila Crawl. And then we have the Derby de Mayo block party in Buckhead. And then guess what? Remember Brookhaven Beer Festival went to a couple years ago? It's coming back, guys. It's going to be this summer. So go to MyFavoriteSin.com. And if you want to buy some tickets, use the center promo and save some cash.
And now we're going to the new segment, Tinder Wins of the Week. If you don't have a Tinder profile, you definitely need one because there's some hilarity and some weirdos that are on there. And I have gotten to the point where if I'm pooping, that's all I'm doing is I'm looking at weird shit people are saying. Well, I'm doing
killing
weird
Candy
shit.
Crush on the pooper. Yeah, but, you know, I can understand the Tinder addiction as well. I mean,
I sent out this week. I sent out a big like send me screenshots of the weird Tinder things that go on. Saban, do you have a Tinder?
I do.
Sweet.
What was your Tinder profile? I think you told me about it.
I used to have it. It's not there anymore, but it was...
people are going to be looking for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to find it and swipe left.
They started making comments. It said, I'm like a candle, bring light into your life, and then I'll burn your fucking house down if you don't.
See, you're being to me. You're on Front Street about it. You're like, look, I'm a sweetheart, or... I can be crazy as batshit.
That's one of those profiles that you just sit and stare at for a while.
Like, I don't know what she means.
Like, you know what? She's hot. Yeah. I'll take it.
I'll risk it. Well, the one that was sent to me by Brittany, this is a guy named Chris. He's 37 years old, and his profile is a picture of him and his wife.
Show the group.
Ooh, nice.
Wait.
Oh, that's
his Tinder profile?
His really Tinder nice. Dating app profile.
And it says he's married in his profile, doesn't it?
It says... I'm just a guy that loves to have fun, obviously. I enjoy playing pool, working out, and spending time with my wife and dog.
He mentioned his wife and his dog and his on dog. The profile. Oh, you know what? Swipe right. I really like
the
this
point
guy.
Of what?
Oh, yeah.
Look.
He's
either,
stubborn to the point.
Either he doesn't understand what Tinder is.
I think he thinks it's a social profile, not
right.
I'm sure
it not is, a yeah. straight version.
Or
of,
he wants
or
you to come.
He does know what?
Or
it
he
is.
Wants you to come fuck him, his wife, and his dog.
There you go. Do you have a wife and a dog?
While watching football.
While watching football in the background. Look, we all have very specific.
Hold on.
Whoa. Except for the gay sex, phone, I'm into all of this.
Is his phone number in there? Because I kind of want to hit this guy up.
Here's the next one. This is from Lewis. He's 38. The picture.
I love Lewis.
I love the young guys.
The picture's just of his eyes.
Oh. And
so,
his mole.
His mole.
It says, looking into your eyes will express more than 1,000 words. Say no more, and I'll see you soon.
Wow.
I'm gooey.
Holy shit, he's Batman.
That sounds like the last thing I hear before I'm buried alive.
This one, Aaron.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Oh, I like her. A fucking Silence of the Lambs joke. And she looks like she's 12. This is great.
Gotta have a dress. Aaron submitted this one. This is a girl named Cassie. She's 23. And she's 8 kilometers away. What do you have your phone set to, Aaron?
What are you, fucking British, really?
I like to measure.
Oh, shit, there's pussy 5 clicks away.
Apworth is a city in Germany.
Cassie basically is looking for all swipe rights. That's clear.
She's going to nail it, 100%.
How is this? What is her strategy she's got?
Right, wait till you hear it. She's got a great pitch.
Her profile is looking for a man to come inside me so I can wipe my goofy vagina. My goopy vagina along the kitchen floor. Pretend I'm a slug.
What? Swipe right.
Yes. Yes.
I'm just gonna cover with salt and get the fuck out. Jesus Christ. I found this one. Her name is Zanetta. She is 21 years old, and she is 32 miles away. And she was active 0 minutes ago.
Like right now.
She wants a D now. And here's what her. It's a picture of her in a military jacket with a
America.
Yeah, the American flag behind her because
she got a shaved head too. So it's like America.
Fuck
like.
Yeah! And it just says, "I want a healthy, stable relationship, but I'll suck the soul clean out your dick and never call you back. Don't get it twisted." Instagram at shitgirl.
Swipe right.
Oh my god.
That, I'm in a scat and not the music.
And she looks like a fucking extremist for the Black Panthers.
Yes. Which
so if, I don't know what her vagina may look like, but I think it might have a dagger. I don't know.
Look,
or
if
claws.
I like that thing. Remember that thing in Return of the Jedi at the end?
Yeah,
like, no!
A Snorlax? A Snorlax pit?
That's her pussy.
Snorlax. You gotta get kicked into it.
Take it like a man. She can bubba my fet.
Aww. No. Is she got? She has the black lipstick on.
Yeah.
Is that from sucking the souls out of
that's,
people?
Yes. It's evil. She's
that's
not.
A, that's
not
a
even
lovely a, shade of soul
does
sucking.
It just start spreading yes. as much as she gets.
She's evil. She's not even a ginger.
Oh, I love her.
once again, so nice. Are there phone numbers included?
Christ, why can't we start communicating today?
I know. Why is she? I swiped right. Why can't you just.
Just like me back for
respond
fuck's sake.
Respond to me.
Please match. This next one, comparatively, is a little more sweet. Her name is Chandler. She's 22, which there's no way after Friends I can ever take a chick named Chandler seriously.
I know.
And she's got her hair all tousled.
Does she tell shitty
how
jokes?
Messy.
She's
is
very
that.
Artistic.
But she's a sweet girl. I'm relatively new to downtown Atlanta and only looking to gain friendship from this. I floss every day. I am Batman. Okay.
All right. You know what?
And well, you're batshit crazy.
I admire flossing every day.
She's never seen in the same room as Batman, so.
I can't prove or deny. You're correct. This one is Joy. She's 23. Really just looking for an 18-year-old who can't drink and will drive me from club on Tuesdays. Swipe left if you skipped leg day last week.
I did. I'm swiping left.
I had to. I was like,
skip leg day.
Call me out right now on the Tinder.
I skip leg day every day.
But that's our Tinder wins of the week. So if you have a Tinder win of the week, email us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Let's jump into the episode now. This is hashtag hot girl problems. And so I felt that I could find us a hot chick that would actually talk to us. The only sucker that responded.
Oh, thanks.
Our sweet dear friend, Saban. And I'll be honest with you, and I want to apologize. I prejudged Saban immediately.
I did too. Yep.
Everybody does.
I prejudged the shit out of you from my first met you.
I just met you, so it's all like spot on.
Yeah. I was introduced to her by a mutual friend, and she started talking, and actually Saban was really funny, and I think the creepiest thing she's ever had to deal with is having a guy ask her to come be on a podcast.
That's definitely not the creepiest.
What about the dude?
You've said you've had creepier. What, like, can you give us an example? Like a.
So I get messages all the time. I'm reading all these comments from these random people, and this guy goes, "I would give her the worst 15 seconds of her life." And I just died laughing.
Well, I like his honesty.
I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. Right? But, like, I don't know if it's like the worst 15, like, is it going to be
I would at least say disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, right. I would go worse. It'd be like, look, I have a good start. I come out the gate like really bold.
It's like me. Whenever I meet chicks, I'm like, you know what? The worst thing you can do is say yes to me. Like a girl, if I'm like, hey, da 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 da, and she's like, no, thank you. I'm like, best decision you ever made.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At least you're honest.
I respect your position.
It's like the Kentucky Derby. Like, I have a great canter. But yes. I finish really fast.
Not necessarily to the finish line.
Turn one, Sophan goes down.
He just runs into the audience and crashes everybody.
Yes. You have to, trust me, afterwards I break a leg. You have to go shoot me in the backyard. It's great.
take Patrick out the pasture.
Well, I've also had people like I had this guy. He asked me if I've done ball busting before. Now,
you know what?
You
when we were at dinner, you shared this with us.
Wait,
and
hold on.
That's right. That was right at the same time.
Yes.
What? Wait.
Yes.
I'm an educated dude, but tell me
you're gonna love this.
Ball busting is when men will hire pretty girls to kick them in the balls. Yeah.
Kick me in the jimmy.
Yeah, kick me in the jimmy. Yeah.
But they're
fine. I'm thinking you'd be like.
I mean, and there's pictures, like his display picture. Yes. He had two of them. They're women kicking him up, and he's like making these facial expressions.
Yes.
It was frightening.
How do you jizz from getting your nuts flying?
Look, I don't know how it works, but we all went to dinner after the Insurgent premiere, and Saban came to dinner with us. She's showing us this picture of this guy getting kicked in the balls.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, now where did this come from? He's like, well, this guy sent it to me because.
So he wants you to kick him in the nuts.
Yeah,
look,
basically.
There's an angle. There's an angle
he's
working.
He wants to pay you to do it, too, doesn't he?
Yeah. This is smart because, look, hot girls get sent these fucking crazy invitations to crazy sex 24/7. When you wake up in the morning, there's 8 messages from different dudes sending you creepy invitations. But this guy gives you the option to do the one thing you want to do to all of them.
Yeah. Yep.
You want to kick them all in the balls. And this guy's like, come kick me in the balls and let me take a picture.
And
or
I'll
let
pay
my friend take a picture. I'm not sure how he got that camera angle. It wasn't with his
Just
arm.
Just your foot is fine.
He wasn't selfieing that kick in the balls.
Well, maybe he had a selfie stick.
Yeah, selfie sticks. Like, oh, watch this.
$1 million company overnight.
Our friend Marky sent us in a Facebook conversation she had with a guy who calls himself Christian Gray, which isn't that the
Appropriate.
She put,
whoever this guy is,
she put
him on
Shades
Gray,
yeah.
So he's already starting off with a great start. Just no name.
That's a good name. That's a good name.
No, that's a douche.
That's a good name.
Mega douche.
Yo, glass houses, bro.
Well, I'm just jealous. I didn't think of it.
He sends her a message and he goes, do you know how absolutely gorgeous you are? She doesn't respond. He sends another one. I would love to get to know you. I have pictures if you'd like to see. She then responds. if you know Marky, she loves to instigate. And she says, oh, yeah. Send pics.
I'm dying to see what you are offering.
That is so her. So how does this ball sack look?
Yeah, I want to see. Well, he's a gentleman. He's Christian Gray.
Oh, just scroat.
Christian Gray.
And he sent, attached is a pic of me. I'm 6'3", 200 pounds, since you can't tell from the pic. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I really enjoy helping people fulfill their fantasies. It's like he takes it out of the book. I have helped a few women and a few couples fulfill 50 Shades fantasies.
Couples?
Just to let us
he's
know.
Just letting us know that he's here for us.
Do you need 2 dicks? Because I has one.
So, is this something that interests you? Question mark. He says a picture of him standing in like what looks like a pool.
A wading pool?
Yeah,
or
like
a kiddie pool.
It looks like a kiddie pool that he's standing in.
That's why you can't tell he's 6'3".
Doesn't help.
Because he's in a trailer park in a pool of vodka.
I wish.
The other one, the other
I like him.
Facebook message, and this one, this one's more to the point.
Just wait, I'm going to read this to you guys.
It says, this is from Theo, and he says, you're hot as fuck, babe. You should be a porn star. Thanks for the accept, kick, and Skype gorgeous. You're fucking unbelievable. Perfect.
Just throw as many compliments as you can.
Yes.
Spam them out there.
I didn't know Spicoli was messaging Marky on Facebook.
But the problem is, he starts off pretty aggressive. Yeah. He goes, I want to break it down a little bit. He starts off aggressive. You're hot as fuck, babe.
That is aggressive.
He realized he went a little rough, and he had a message.
So then he has to romanticize
Gotta bring it back. Let me put a scenario for you. you should be a porn star.
Boom.
Like that white, porn star. She's back in.
That's right.
You were aggressive, but you know what?
You could.
Porn star? I should be a porn star.
Not.
I should be fucking strangers.
Right. All I want to hear more.
Not like, hey, you're so beautiful. Are you a model? You should be a model. You should fuck for money on camera.
Yeah.
What? I should jerk off to that shit in a couple years when it comes out.
Are you ready for the D yet? I feel like I just completely swooned you.
Boom. Yeah.
So,
romance.
Why haven't we fucked yet?
Yeah. That's basically where he's going to. And he just doesn't let go. He wants to Skype with her. And then
kick and kick. Kick is for cocks.
Oh.
Okay.
Feel free to use that kick. .com.
Here's another one I like. This guy went the opposite direction of a homeboy.
Of Christian
of,
Gray.
Of Theo. No, Theo was not the last Theo. One. This guy went. This guy's name is Ryan. He went the complete opposite, which is better.
This is also common, I believe.
Right.
This methodology.
Because
it's tried and true, apparently.
It starts off with hey, which is easy. But
just one message.
It's hey with two Y's.
Oh, my
so,
God, I hate that.
He's half retarded. You know that. Now,
I know what. I've just ruled out all of my text messaging. Thank
dude,
you.
I've actually got...
It's different when you know the person.
I guess so. Aaron's got him, too, but and I have, like, one or two. None like you probably have some on, but, like, we have, like, one or two. Aaron's probably got more, but I've got the crazy girl ones where it's like, hey, a week later, hey, what are you doing?
Hey.
Yeah. Never respond. A week later, hey, you're hot. A yeah. week later, why won't you talk to me? I'm like, obviously, yes. Read your messages.
Yep.
Right. So, anyway, his next thing is, and I'm guessing that English is like his second language. Can you be an opinion for me? Next message. I need a female opinion.
Yes, I need an opinion myself.
I want two.
Are those like Vidalias or what?
Yes.
Is that like a kind of a Vidalia? Maybe,
well, it's or? A female Vidalia. So okay. Female opinion.
Sure. Yes, I like them on my hamburger.
So, Marky, of course,
instigates.
Loves to see where they're going to go with this. So she goes, okay, what's up? Double question mark. It's a pick, though. Marky immediately yeah. knows where it's going. She goes, if it's your dick or inappropriate, don't send it.
And
he sends back, you already know I'm a porn star. It's an image from my vid. I want to see what other women think. Can I at least have your opinion?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was me hitting myself in the forehead with my microphone.
Well, did you have an opinion of his vid?
I have an opinion of his vid.
All right. So you just speaking of dick pics. You just
that's hot girl problem number one. That is hot girl problem number one is dick pics.
Punctuated with a dick.
Every hot girl I've ever dated wakes up with a series of dick pics. And the thing is, I've got a plan for these dick pics that like the girls I'm dating getting. What I'm thinking is we make like you've heard of like slut shaming.
Yeah.
Is we had a website where hot girls could just submit all these dick pics that they get along with the fucking usernames that them so everyone can just see. We can just go see. And then hot girls can go.
A spreadsheet of
like
wiener.
This?
Oh my God.
Wait.
So my best friend and I said
it looks like a bullfrog.
Holy shit, it's a little pile of something.
What happened to his dick?
It says 1 inch. It's all head and balls. That is look.
You know what? I respect his pitch. I respect his pitch.
All right, Spawn.
Hey, girl. You want to fuck the tiniest dick there is?
I'm going to tell you something.
Boom. Your girls haven't done it. None of your girlfriends have, I'll tell you that.
I feel like you have completely allowed something to slide away from you that could be a huge money-making experience.
Slide.
What? We're talking about the website?
You need to make a coffee table book. The wieners. Like,
they can have little dildo legs.
Featuring Ivy. She could be the cover.
Yeah,
be like,
put your wiener dog on there. A book of wieners is just dick pic.
And then hot girls can just flip through it and pick the dick pic that they like and save all this shit.
Like, what about,
save all this drama where you have to send it to them. Just like to have them all in one collection.
Could there be like a scratch and sniff element?
Nick!
Scratch the balls.
Scratch balls.
Don't you get enough of that already?
Well, I scratch my own and get a little...
Oh, God. So, you get the regular... You get the D's sent to you all the time. And have you ever responded to a dick pic?
Besides, no. Oh, that's a yes.
No,
yeah, was something besides
there
a
was
block.
This one.
I mean, other than one, other than one you requested, have you ever requested a dick pic?
No, I have not. I will tell you, any girl that's not going to try and laugh at you is not going to request that. Like, if she does, she's messing with you.
It's our worst.
That's nice.
That just looks.
I like that.
That looks like a newborn marsupial in a pouch.
Oh my god.
Nick said marsupial.
It's a very cute clitoris that he has there. And
I know girls with bigger dicks than that.
Do you think my dick is big? And I'm always like, no. That's when I respond. That's when I do.
I don't have any perspective. Can you put it by like a bus? I need something to judge.
Yeah, it's like big compared to what?
Can you place it next to a quarter on the table so I can just have a scale?
It holds one.
So
nickel.
At least then I know you have a quarter.
Yeah. That way you can buy yourself a.
Yeah, you could buy me an engagement ring at the IGA.
There's a sale at the Piggly Wiggly.
Well, I have another.
Oh, wieners.
This one.
Keep
I don't
them
know.
In your pants, guys.
Marky sent me this one, and I like the persistency, but I also see the desperation that suddenly flips the script. What's up?
I don't know.
Next message. Question mark.
Oh, because he forgot that on the first
right.
one?
Right. Missed it on the first one.
He's not, I wasn't making a statement. What's up?
He was saying, hey, I sent you a question. You didn't respond. I'm a creep. Right. But maybe if I send a question mark, you will go, oh, my bad.
Oh, I forgot about the wiener. Yeah.
Hey, this is what's up. You're going to send me a gross picture.
Here's the next message. Now, this spans from January 28th to April 20th to October 1st. And then it starts
persistence.
And then it starts to be rapid fire. It's like, hey, two Y's. Then another message. What up, two P's? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Hey, oh, bitch, I'm asking you something.
Shit.
He's serious.
Stacking question marks, he's had enough of your shit.
21 minutes later, after the question mark, he sends, scared. Next one is, this is at 2:30 in the morning. Don't like black guys?
Oh, whoa.
Why do you gotta pull the race card?
It's always them. They always pull it.
But hey,
nobody says anything.
They're gonna scare you into your dick. Like, I have to show I'm not
you
racist.
You don't like my black dick?
I have to show I'm not racist. I gotta fuck this guy.
I'm gonna fuck the shit out of this guy.
Yeah. This good luck to your quest with anti racism.
And then afterwards,
I'm from Kennesaw, not Ferguson.
Wow, what a probes. Nice.
Sorry, too soon.
She rolls off. She's like, well, there, I proved I'm not racist. He rolls towards the camera and goes, works every time. And then his last message just says, are you nervous?
Yep. Those are always the ploy. Like,
look, yes. Because it's starting to sound rapey. At this point, yes. You have raped my Facebook account.
Yes, and I am nervous.
You don't know the condition of his screen either.
Okay, this is okay.
You made me make a funny noise.
Now you've sent back weird messages to guys before, right? Like, they send you something creepy.
Sometimes, like that one I was reading you. What? That would you like? Would you like me to?
Please read me this one.
Okay. Oh God, she opens her phone and it's just cock. It's just cock.
She was gonna hang out with us. She knew what we
called her inbox.
No.
What? Do we have to use the word box?
It's called her in slot. I don't know what
slot worse. Yeah, moist, huh?
Do you realize the first message that I showed you that was really sweet? Nice. It starts off the same way as this guy's.
Oh yeah.
Did you notice that?
Can you paraphrase a little bit on this guy's? He writes a paragraph. Oh. It's like a novel, and then
he goes the poetry route, right?
Yeah. It goes, oh heavenly blessed beauty. Whose beauty is time.
Stop, I want to fuck
he
him.
He said beauty twice and say it like
look,
right after each other.
So now you're judging him?
I feel like
he's putting his heart out there.
Hold on. Let me finish this because you guys are going to love it.
Yeah, it's his heart.
Whose beauty is timeless as those of the great pyramids. I would do battle
those
with...
Those are busted. Have you ever seen a pyramid?
It's just falling apart.
That face ain't got no nose, man.
Yes.
But the vagina and the pyramid, yeah, I see it.
I think he was going to Nefertiti reference, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
I would do battle with a group of hippopotamus.
What?
With
hippopotami.
Nothing. Well, he said hippopotamus, so he was wrong. You're right. With nothing but a hand carved shank from a Saudi Arabian sheik.
Yeah, yeah, sheik. Oh,
it's
yeah.
like
sheik shank.
Sheik jump into a piranhas, I'm guessing is what he meant to say. Infested river with two rhinoceros beetles gnawing at my testicles.
Ew.
And drive into the depths of the Challenger deep with nothing but J-Lo's queef as my air supply.
That's hilarious.
Just to sit next to the guy who sat next to you on the middle school bus.
Wow.
Bravo. I want him.
All right.
Wow.
That was.
No, this guy is a keeper.
But my response was, J-Lo's queef isn't really a punishment, am I right?
Hotbox me with that shit. What the fuck?
Hey,
bottle it and drink it. God damn.
He goes, you totally just changed the game on me. I'm speechless, and that's rare for me. I was like,
I wonder if he thought that
well done. Golf clap that
his
shit.
His favorite thing to do on Saturday night was, like, I like to send hot chicks like really fucked up messages. Watch what I'm sending this chick. And then you like respond, and she's like,
what do I do?
She called me out.
What the fuck?
Actually, he probably wants you more than ever for that response.
I kind of knew.
He hit me up a couple times.
I noticed that wasn't
and
the
I didn't
end.
Respond.
He's a regular.
Well, Brittany.
He's my Saturday at 5.
Brittany sent us this is a message between her and guess what? Christian Gray, he's back.
Oh,
Christian Gray.
Oh, he's working all of our click. Nice.
Working across the board in the Atlanta area. And his message starts off, do you know how gorgeous you are?
I hate that. Why the question? Yes.
Yes, I know well, how he's gorgeous already, I am.
Yeah, he's dangling his participle right in her face. And then she responds.
Sorry, fucking Kaplan course.
She responds with, I fart in my sleep.
Guys will go through anything. Yep. Hippopotami, for God's sake.
Piranhi.
Yeah, something about a beetle.
Piranhasis.
Piranhasis. Christian Gray sends back, LOL. Winky face.
So that means he likes her farts.
Or he thinks she's joking about that.
Right. So
no,
then,
you don't.
Now you're going to fuck me?
She then responds with, like, I eat tons of cheese and rip some serious ass. I need new sheets.
All right. That's next level shit.
So anyway, Brittany's getting married. Because when you find that.
Hashtag fit fam. I'm sorry. I just always got to make fun of fucking workout people.
Fuck
I'm sorry. Hashtag fit fam.
We covered Facebook creeps. We brought a couple in today.
I'm right here.
I noticed.
I God damn,
I noticed this morning, Saban had a, it was called a caffeine and exotics. They have a carb meet where a bunch of people with nice high-end exotic cars show up and have coffee and talk about how small their dicks are and how awesome they are. So Saban had to go hang out with those guys this morning, and she posted the picture of her sitting, I think, at the Lamborghini.
Yep.
And she posted a picture of it. Right underneath it is some guy who leaves what I find to be actually the creepiest message. I mean, if he just sent her a dick pic, it would have been less creepy. It just says, I see you.
I had two of those same messages in a row on one of my pictures like a couple days ago.
Just, like, I see you like, whoa!
She's like looking out the window at the power poles like, where the fuck are you watching me?
The photos.
Oh, shit. I can't even pick my nose into my own house.
I'd call the cops, but it might be them.
The call is coming from inside the apartment.
Those are hashtag hot girl problems.
Boo.
Seriously.
But this takes me to my favorite segment, and it's called The Vent.
Shit,
fuck,
cock,
balls, sock, motherfucker, goddamn shit.
Man, I hate this segment.
This is a part where we get to bitch about the shit
vent
that pisses us off. It's never sexist, it's never racist, never anti-Semitic, but it could be racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic. Anybody got something they want to bitch about? You, Aaron, you have Facebook couples you want to bitch about.
Look, I do want to bitch about Facebook couples. And what I mean by this is the couples who seek all their validation via Facebook. Like, that's how they let everyone know.
How is that different from everybody at the table?
Oh, God, I don't have Facebook.
Gotcha!
Look, I've dated girls who have Facebook issues. Like, they just want to put everything out there on Facebook and
like
go over the fucking
your issues?
Top. But, like, I
How
have friends
awesome.
On Facebook, and good enough friends that they're often in my feed. And all it is them and their boyfriend or their girlfriend.
Their best friend.
Oh,
come on.
Just
super over the topping it, like, and then hashtagging she's all mine and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like
hashtag married my best friend.
Oh,
that's so fresh.
Fuck.
I asked my best friend and they said yes.
You know what? And the thing is,
it took that motherfucker 7 years. Your best friend took it fucking 7 years.
And the thing is, I'm likely in the wrong. I grew up in a different time.
You sound bitter.
Yeah, I know. I know I sound bitter. That's the thing I fucking hate about me. Is that I feel like these bitches are legitimate. Like, like you should keep that shit in your house. If you're cool with your relationship, you're cool with your relationship. Not everybody you went to fucking high school with or you were, you know, that these friends you collect in Facebook.
Your
could be from any time of your
don't
life.
Like that.
Don't need to fucking see how, oh, fuck, in love you are with this
you
person
are.
you're with or whatever. Because what it comes across to most of us, and maybe this is why I'm so alone and divorced like so many fucking times.
I'm with you, bro.
Is that like it seems to me that you're somehow doubting that that's really the case, but you're going to fucking shoehorn that shit in there. Like,
right.
Like this
like
is
it's
love.
Fleeting.
This fucking time
is for real.
Is for real.
Because it has to be.
It has to be because I'm running out of time.
This shit's falling apart fast.
Next thing I know, I'm going to be on a podcast with my dogs.
The next guy, the next kid I have, he's going to love me.
And of course, I have something to bitch about Facebook. And I've seen this recently. It's a meme post that people post, and it's a picture of Boo from Monsters Inc. And
oh,
goes,
I thought you meant Boo the Pomeranian. I love him so much. I get his pictures every day.
I thought you meant
Honey
Boo Boo.
Well, we all go different places. the little girl from that Monsters Inc. Movie.
Okay,
is a picture of her waving, and all the picture says is, "I wonder if I said hello, how many of my friends would say it back?" Like,
oh God,
fuck
validation,
you.
Forced
fuck
validation.
The fuck off, fuck no. you fucking fuck.
I'm not gonna like that.
No.
I'm not gonna like it. You can delete me. You can delete me, English teacher from the fifth grade. I'm not gonna fucking like that.
Do you have something you want to bitch about?
Can I? Yeah, oh, sorry.
Well, I got something for the segment. You know, hot girl props.
Yes.
So last night,
dick
you know,
pics.
I turned down a dinner date to go to the gym because, you know, hashtag FitFam.
FitFam. I'm so sorry.
What's the guy's name, Jim, that you left to go to the gym?
I'm not going
to
get a friend request out of this. I'm pretty sure of it.
Maybe I'll accept you.
No, your shit's been in the queue for a year for a reason. Fuck, he's gonna be there. Shit.
Respond to request.
So, nah, I'll save it for later. No, so I like to weightlift. So I'm over, you know, in front of the mirror.
All about
lifting,
the gains.
You know, yeah, oh yeah, gains all day long.
Gains for days.
So you know, when you're around all the other guys, it's fine. Like I'm submitting myself right into it. It's
right.
Not a big deal. Well. When I go and find an area that has nobody over there and then a crowd of people have... Oh, I happen to have calves today, even though I'm working out on my shoulders and my back, but I got to throw some calves in there. I'm not kidding. There was a group of, you know, the massive meatheads.
Right.
10 of them. I'm not kidding. I counted. They somehow made a little circle around me as I'm doing my butt workouts, of course.
Do you need me to change plates for you? Let me change plates.
Yeah.
Could you actually
like,
kind of
like,
demonstrate
wait.
What you were doing?
For says the meathead.
Maybe if you sat over there,
exactly.
I could get a better idea of what you were
exactly.
doing.
I had an issue this week about that shit, too. Go
on. But okay, so I noticed this was happening. I'm like, you know what? It's okay. Like, I get it. There's another machine, like, on the other side of the gym. Like, I get that. Let me just go pick up my stuff.
Right.
And I went over there. Guess who suddenly
fancy meeting you here.
Eligible suitors.
We must be just working on the same cycle right now.
What's up?
Wow, are you doing back legs, chest, shoulders, and squats, too?
Oh.
That's crazy.
You,
so am I.
I have actually... I had a weird incident this week where a girl was... working out on in the row of machines on the opposite side of me. I was just doing like pull downs and like that. But when I'm in the I had my headphones on. I'm in the zone. I was listening to a hilarious podcast. It might have been ours. I was listening to this hilarious podcast. Yeah, it's not that good.
Chainsaw Bob, right?
Actually, it was. Yeah. So I was listening to the podcast, and I'm sitting there just doing pull, but I'm zoned the fuck out. Apparently, I've had people that know me, like, oh, I saw you at gym. You didn't even wave back. I'm like, I haven't fucking...
Yeah, and
you were there?
I'm pumped, yep.
The problem was, when you're zoned out, your eyes just kind of lock on a fixed position.
Yep.
This girl was in that weird spread your leg machine.
God. Oh, no.
And I'm
you
just,
were staring at her twice.
I was right down Main Street, man. I've never seen a girl hustle to the bathroom so fast.
Oh, no.
She was on the phone. I've been doing legs, and this guy is staring at my pussy.
And I'm sitting there thinking, like, because right after she kind of like abruptly got up and walked off, that's when I snapped out and went, huh? What the fuck? And now I'm like, do I chase her into the bathroom to explain?
No, it's not what you think.
I don't even care.
Hey, sorry, you're naked, and this is the women's locker room. I wasn't looking at your Hey, that's a nice pussy.
Is that how you set it up, Nick?
It's a nice pussy.
This is why I have a Bowflex in the basement.
That you don't use.
You should come over and work out.
Yeah, with a fucking 30-foot drywall and somebody down there screaming for help.
You won't watch me work on the Bowflex? I just got new reeds. In
I just want to lift, sir.
I just want to lift.
I see what you did there.
If you are a hot girl or have hot girl problems, or you want to bitch about anything, send us an email at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.